You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of Brevard.
You are now tuned in with the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis Watkins. Please stay tuned at the end of the program for more information. Now here is Apostle Curtis J. Watkins.
Praise God. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Again, this is the day that the Lord have made. We are rejoicing in it. We are so glad to come into your cars, into your homes, into the way of Cypress audience by the way of the radio station, WWBC 1510 on your AM dial. We are grateful to you tuning in this morning. Again, this Friday morning, it's about time for your miracle. Tag, share, if you own Cypress audience, tag, share. And if you're just listening by the way of the radio station, please call somebody and let them know that Apostle Curtis is now on the air. And guess what? It's about time for your miracle. Oh, it's about time for your miracle. No matter what you're going through with, no matter what it looks like, no matter what you're facing, it's about time for your miracle. I am truly your host today, Apostle Curtis Watkins. We want to thank God for you, you and you that will be coming on, that will be coming on and that will be turning on the radio dial and you're tuning into the radio broadcast. Once again, it's about time for your miracle coming from the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street, located in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. We want to thank God for you. Thank God for our Lady Watkins. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Our church mothers and to all our evangelists, to all our prophetess, and to all the elders and to all the congregation there at the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple. Amen. Thank God for you, you and you. And we want to thank God again for those that are going through bereavement hour. We want to thank God for you and your family. We're praying for you, praying for the latter family. We're praying for the Stroger family. We're praying for the Mitchell family. Amen. We want to thank God. Amen. Throw our arms around these families and love on these families right now. Amen. Because God is with us. And if God before us, who could be against us? We want to pray, amen, for those that are in bereavement hour again. We want to pray for the sick and shut in. Those that are sick and shut in, we want to pray for them also that God would touch their bodies and heal their bodies. Amen. Amen. Come on, let's go to a word of prayer. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you now for your grace, your mercy, and your kindness. We thank you now because of who you are. We thank you because of what you're going to do and what you have already done. We want to thank you because you kept us throughout the night, Father. We want to thank you while we slumbered and slept. You kept us with the blood running warm in our veins, God, and woke us up early this morning with the activity of our limbs, Father. And Father, we say thank you. We're grateful to you this morning, Father, and we give you glory, we give you honor, God. Look on those that are going through bereavement hour, and even those that, God, are going through sickness right now, Father. Lord, difficult times right now. We thank you that you're with them, Father. You said you'll never leave us, nor will you forsake us. Now, God, we give you glory, we give you honor. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. A good God bless to all of you. Praise our God, because he's still on the throne. We want to say happy birthday to Lady Watkins. Amen. My wife, God bless you. Happy birthday. Today is her birthday. Amen. We want to say happy birthday. And we say happy birthday to those that have a birthday also in this month. Sister Melissa, today is her birthday. We want to say happy birthday to you. Prophetess Gathers, we want to say happy birthday to you too. All of you that have a birthday at the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple this month, we say happy birthday to you. And if you're not a part of the local body and it's your birthday today, we say happy birthday to you today. And we pray that you do something that will make your day great. Enjoy your day. Amen. Enjoy your day. Praise our God. Listen, I want you to get ready because God is up to something. No matter what you're going through with, no matter what it looks like, I want you to know this. Trouble don't last always. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivered them out of them all. So guess what? You may be going through now, and it may look like you're not coming out by the eyes of the enemy. But I stopped by to tell you this morning, come on, weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning, and you will come up, come out, come over, come cross, and come through what you're in. Why? Because who lives? Jesus lives. He lives, and because he lives, you can do what? Face the moment. You can face the situation. You can face tomorrow because he lives. And because he lives, he have all power in his hand. Praise our God. He have power to speak, and he have power to come in and rearrange things and pull them together. When you think they can't be pulled together, our God reigns. He lives. He lives, he lives, he lives. Listen, I want to announce that the homegoing service for Mother Frances Mitchell will be on Saturday at 10 o'clock in Oak Hill at Bible Way Church of God in Christ, where Elder Woods, Willie Woods is the pastor, and Lady Woods, amen, it will be there, amen. This is her sister. Amen. We want to send out our condolences to them. Amen. Hallelujah. Evangelist Elise and Elder Marcus, which is their aunt, and Sister Walters and cousins. We want to send out our love to this family. And it will be on Saturday, which is tomorrow, at 10 o'clock, again, in Oak Hill at Bible Way Church of God in Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. So those of you that know the family and friends, throw your arms around them and let's love on them. Amen. Hallelujah. And again, be in prayer for the rest of the bereavement families that's going through. Listen, again, no matter what it looks like, our God reigns and he rules. He rules. He's a healer. He's a deliverer. We won't complain. We'll just tell God, thank you for what he's doing and for what he's going to do. God bless all of you that's coming on. I see you. God bless you. Evangelist Blackman, God bless you. Thank God for you. Amen. I want you to know that God is still on the throne. Okay, let's go to the book of Galatians. Galatians, the fifth chapter. And I want to commence reading around the first verse. Praise our God. Hallelujah. It says, stand therefore in the liberty which Christ have made us free. Stand therefore in the liberty which Christ have made us free. Good morning, Evangelist Catherine Mitchell. God bless you. Has made us free. Hallelujah. You're free. No matter what the enemy is trying to tell you, you are free. Because the word of God says, whom the Son set free is free indeed. It says, stand therefore in the liberty which Christ have made us free. And be not, come on, and be not, come on somebody, and be not entangled with the yoke of bondage again. And be not, I'm going to say that again, and be not entangled with the yoke of bondage. With the yoke of bondage. You can't be tangled with that no more. That's why I often say this. When God do something, he don't do a half-done job. He does a well job. He have set you free. You're no more longer indebted. You're more no longer entangled with the yoke of the bondage of the enemy that God has set you free from. So it's impossible for you to be bound up. It's impossible for you to be tangled up with what Christ has set you free from. He died. He came. He died. Hallelujah. He went through the crucifixion. He died. He gave his life that we may be free, that we may have life and have it more abundantly. So therefore, we cannot be entangled with the yoke of bondage again. So let's not make excuses. Come on. Let's not make excuses saying, oh, I'm in this and I'm doing that. I can't be seen to be set free. No. Again, the book of Galatians right here, the fifth chapter, the first verse says, stand therefore in the liberty wherein which Christ have what? Made us free. Come on, you're not indebted to sin, because sin don't have dominion over you. Come on, sin does not rule, sin does not reign over you. Come on, somebody, help me out here. Hallelujah. So therefore, you don't have to sin. You don't have to sin. We're in the world, but we're not of the world. So we're not a part of the world, because guess what? Christ has made us free from the law of sin and death. Come on. We don't have to sin no more. People say, well, God is still working on me. I hear a lot of say this. Okay, stand. You got to stand. If you made you free from it, you got to stand. Hallelujah. You got to stand. And it's up to you, because guess what? The doors have already been opened. Come on, the way has already been made. So you got to do what? Stand there for. Stand. You got to stand. Now, you can say this. Yeah, many are going to be tested. We're going to be tried. But it's up to us to fall prey to the enemy. Uh-oh. It's up to you to fall prey to the enemy. Guess what? Because you, the enemy has no authority over you as a believer. The enemy has no authority over you as he said right here. Stand therefore. Stand therefore in the liberty. Your liberty is in God. Your liberty, your peace, your joy, your hope is in God. Somebody need to say amen. Hallelujah. Come on. Because guess what? You don't have to fall prey to the enemy. We don't have to fall prey. The Bible says do what? Resist the enemy, and he's going to do what? Flee from us. So therefore, if we resist the enemy, come on, hallelujah, he has to do what? Flee from us. Because why? We're made free. We're made free in the law. Come on, we're made free through the word of God. We're made free in his stature. We're made free in his perfect will. Come on. Why? Because he have made us free from sin and death. Come on. Hallelujah. Yes, his sin is out there, but we don't have to give in to it. Come on. Come on. Hallelujah. Says sin is there. You don't have to go out and do a whole lot to sin. You don't have to go out and do a whole lot to sin. You don't have to go in the world and lay up, drink, smoke, or however we want to label sin. But you can sit right in the house of God and sin. But we don't have to. Why? Because we're made free. You know why we're made free? Because he said, I would do what? Keep you in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. So we don't have to sin. Either way, whether we be out there or in Christ, we don't have to sin. We don't have to sin. Hallelujah. So guess what? The more I seek God, the more I become close to God, the more I begin to walk with him, talk with him, the more I begin to yield my members to him, praise God, I don't have to yield to sin. Why? Because he have made us free. And be not entangled with the, and be not entangled. That means don't go back. Don't go back and pick up that thing again. Come on. Don't go back and say, well, every time I turn around, I find myself falling and doing this. No, you got to flee from that. You got to get up from there and be not entangled with the yoke. That was a yoke. That was a yoke around your neck. Be not entangled with the yoke of bondage again. Be not entangled. It just said be not entangled with the yoke of bondage. Come on. Come on. Behold, I, Paul, said, come on, to you, that if ye be circumcised, come on, with Christ, ye shall with another. Come on. If you be circumcised with Christ, if you give yourself to him and allow him to do come in and cut these things and pull these things out of you. Come on. It's no more that you have to go back and sin. It's no more that you have to walk in sin. It's no more that you have to think, amen, in sin. Because why? Because Christ have did what? Made us free from that situation. Christ have made us free from that. Come on. Hallelujah. He have made us free from this. So we must do what? Walk in the newness of God. We must do what? Take heed to what God is saying to us. Be not entangled with the yoke of bondage again. Come on, preacher. Be not entangled with the yoke of bondage. He holds us to a high esteem because why? We are carrying his word. You can't be in sin and preaching. You can't be in sin, hallelujah, and leading God's people. Come on, hallelujah. It's just like this. It's holiness or hell. We got to go back and we just got to call it like it is. It's holiness or hell. It's no excuse. It's no purgatory. It's nothing in between. It's either holiness or hell. Come on. We got to be an example to the people that we're preaching to. We got to be an example and a leader to the people that's watching us. Come on. Hallelujah. Stand therefore in the liberty which Christ have did what? Made us free. You're made free today. See, these kind of preaching and teaching, they don't like this. They say, well, we're condemning and we're judging. No, according to what the word of God says right here, stand therefore in the liberty. He's giving you liberty now. Hallelujah. Because that yoke of bondage before you came to him, that was on, that's all you knew. That's all you did. That's all you thought. Come on. But when you came to him and you accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, he changed your way of walking. He changed your way of talking. He changed your way of living. Come on. He changed your surrounding. Come on. Because he says, come out from among them and be ye separated, said the Lord. Come on here. You got to come out from among them. You can't, I got the Bible on you. Well, Jesus went there. Jesus went with the sinner man. Come on, we got to distinguish and put this in the rightful place. Come on, Jesus did go and he did dine with the sinner man, but he didn't indulge in what they were doing. Come on, hallelujah. Come on, somebody. So therefore, we have to come out from among them and we have to stand free. We got to stay free. Come on. Because sin after sin is sin bring forth death. Come on. Sin, it comes to destroy you. It comes to tear you down. Come on. I've seen people, and I'm not throwing stones at people, but they would tell you they didn't feel comfortable. Once they have sinned, they didn't feel comfortable. Why? Because sin brings forth shame. Sin brings forth death. So this is why he said, come out from among them. This is why he said, stand therefore in the liberty which what Christ have made us free. You are free because who the Son set free is free indeed. So you don't have to go back to your ways. You don't have to go back to the ways of the enemy. Because why? Christ have made us free. He have given us the blood-bought right to walk in the freeness. Come on. He have given us the blood-bought right to walk. This is what he said. I mean, hallelujah. For we walk in the spirit. Come on, we're in the spirit. We're no more longer in the flesh. We're no more longer indebted to our flesh. We're indebted to the spirit that's in us. Come on, as brothers, as sisters in Christ, we're walking after the spirit. We are no longer walking after the flesh. Come on, I don't want to do no more things of the flesh when I come to God. I have no desire. Come on, I have no desire. You have no desire because why? You want to do what? Please God. So therefore, stand therefore in the liberty which Christ has what? Made us free from it. And be not. I'm just stressing on this morning. And be not entangled. Don't go back. Hallelujah. Don't go back to that thing. Don't allow that thing to come back to you. Don't you go back and hold thoughts with it. Come on. Got to renew your mind. You got to renew your mind. You don't need to go back in your mind thinking about, well, when I was out in the world, oh, I did this. I had a good time when I was out in the world. I was treated better when I was out in the world. See, you going back. You don't know. You're picking up stuff when you go back to there in your mind. That's why he say renew your mind. We got to renew our mind. And how do we renew our mind? Through the word of God. Come on. You got to renew your mind. Oh, I had it again. I'm going to say it again. Oh, I had it so much better. No, come on. Stand therefore in liberty, which Christ has made us free from. We're not indebted to that no more. You don't go back. Hallelujah. You don't go back because the word of God said, if a man put his head to the plow and he looked back, he's not what fit for the kingdom. Oh, my goodness. You're not fit for the kingdom. So you got to stand free. You got to stay free. You got to stay free. Hallelujah. You got to stay free. Stay free in your mind. You got to stay free. Free. You got to stay free. Stay. Stay. Come on, somebody. Stay free. And you say, Apostle, how do I stay free? You know how you stay free? You got to girdle up your minds. You know how you got to stay free? You got to keep your mind in Christ Jesus. You know how you stay free? You got to come off and among them. That's how you stay free. Come on. Because if you're finding yourself entanglement, if you're going back, indulging in the things of the past, you find yourself entanglement. Come on. Hallelujah. You got to walk free. You got to walk free. And you say, well, this is a hard old way. This way is not hard. This way is not hard. The only way this way is hard is because you're trying to do two double standards. You're trying to walk here. You're trying to walk over here. You can't be in two places. You got to either do one or the other. You got to walk in holiness or you got to walk in the world. You got to stay free. Got to stay free. Now, we're in the world, but we're not of the world. The enemy is going to try to come. I'm not going to tell you the enemy is not going to come. That's his job to come. But your job is to do what? Stay free. Stand free in the liberty which Christ had what made us free. You're free from that. You're free from that. You don't have to go back to that. Come on. You don't have to, meditate upon it, or think about it. You're free from it. It's no more longer on you. That yoke has been lifted right off around your neck and destroyed this, you know, yoke of bondage. Come on, because when the yoke of bondage is on you, you have no other choice. But once you come to Christ and accept him as your personal savior, come on, then that's when he said, take my yoke upon me and learn of me, for my yoke is easy and my burdens is light. Come on, it's that yoke of sin, the yoke of bondage has been destroyed. Now you got to take up on his yoke. He will teach you. He will guide us. Come on, hallelujah. He will lead us. Come on. Hallelujah. The more we get closer to him, the more he get closer to us. The yoke of bondage, we're made free. You got to stay free. Stay free. You say, Apostle, how do I stay free? You may just turn on. You may just tune on. How do I stay free? You know how you stay free? You got to surround yourself. Get in prayer. You got to stay free. Get in the word. You got to stay free by the renewing of your mind through the word of God. This is how you stay free from the yoke of the bunch of the enemy, from the enemy talking to you. Come on. He's going to come. He's going to come. I won't sit here and tell you the enemy's not going to come. He's going to come. That's why he's accuser of the brethren. He's going to come. That's his job, to come to try to detour you and thank you. You're not free. But right here, it says, stand. Therefore, in the liberty which Christ have made you free from. Hallelujah. And be not entangled. Be not entangled. Don't go back to that. Be not entangled. When you're through with something, you're through with it. Oh, y'all ain't going to say nothing to me. When you're through with it, you're through with it. You have no more dealings with it. Come on. You don't want to talk. Have you ever heard some people say, I don't want to talk about it no more. I'm through with it. I'm done. That means, okay, don't bring it up. Don't bring it up. So that means you're through with sin. Don't go back and pick up the ways of sin when you start going through some things. Come on. Don't let the enemy bring that back to you. You tell the enemy, I am free. God have made me free. He died. He gave his life for me that I might have a right to the tree of life. I am free from that. Hallelujah. And I refuse to be entangled with the yoke of bondage again. I'm free. Come on. I'm going to renew my mind. Come on. Hallelujah. How do I renew my mind? Through the word. Through fasting. Through praying. How do I get close to him? Through the word. Through fasting and praying and stand in around my strong sisters and brothers. This is how I do it. This is how we do it. You can't do it by yourself. If you're weak, you can't do it by yourself. This is why he said, let the weak say I'm strong. This is why he said, and people can say what they want to say. This is what they say. He said, don't forget to do what? To assemble ourselves together. Come on. Not with unbelievers, but with believers. Assemble yourself together so that you can do what? Stay free. You can stay strong when you're around strong believers. Come on. Because what we're going to do, we're going to talk the word. What we're going to do, we're going to pray. What we're going to do, we're going to eat the word. Come on. We're going to become the word. Come on. You got to become the word. Hallelujah. You just can't put this word on you. It's got to be in you to survive. It's got to be in you to stand. Having done all, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and have on the blessed plate of righteousness, having a helmet of salvation, and your feet shod with the gospel of preparation of peace. Shod, come on, you got to have it. Hallelujah. Wherefore, take under the shield of faith. You got to have this in you. Come on. So you won't be what? Entangled with the yoke of the bondage of the enemy again. So when he does come, you got something to fight. When he does begin to talk, you got word in you. Come on, somebody. Stand therefore in the liberty. In the liberty which Christ have made. Made you free. Made you free. You're made free in him. You're made free in him. And the enemy cannot bring nothing up against you. The enemy cannot bring nothing to you. Listen, if you understand my voice and you have not been born again, according to what the word says, praise our God. Romans, all you got to do is, hallelujah, confess with your mouth. And believe in your heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead. He said, thou shalt be saved. If you believe that and you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead, he said, thou shalt be saved. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So if you did that and you repeated that with me, you're saved. You're saved. I need you to do what? Find your Bible-based church. Get in there. Hear the word. Eat it. And grow and go. Hallelujah. And stay free. Stay free. The enemy's going to come and try you. The enemy's going to come and tell you you're not free. The enemy's going to paint a picture to you saying, oh, how you can do this. And you talk about you're free. But I come to tell you today who the Son set free. My God. Is free indeed. You're free indeed. Why? Because his word has set you free. His word has delivered you. God bless you, Tabitha. God bless you. Hallelujah. His word has made you free. And you're no more longer indebted to sin. You're no more longer tied up and tangled up. Come on. Hallelujah. Because he sent his word and he did what? Delivered them. He sent his word and he what? Healed them. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You sow to the spirit, you reap the things of the spirit. You sow to the flesh, you reap the things of the flesh. Come on, somebody. I need you to do what? Stay free. I need you to stand, having done all, stand, having done all in the midst of what you're in. Stand, therefore, in the liberty which Christ have what? Made us free. Praise our God. Hallelujah. God bless you, Mother Betty. Hallelujah. Listen, I got 1 minute. I got 1 minute. Glory to God. Y'all just stay tuned. Stay tuned. I know you'll be getting good to you. And I got some news coming to you all. It's going to bless us. You just stay tuned. You got to tell somebody something is getting ready to happen on WWBC 1510 on your AM dial. On Mondays and Fridays, you got to tell them. Tell them to get ready. Have them to get ready to expect what is going to happen. I'm going to be with you longer than you think. Come on, somebody. I know it's getting good to you, but just hold on just a little while longer, and I guarantee you, you're going to be made happy. You're going to be made happy. Why? Because it's about time for your miracle. No matter what you're facing with, it's about time for your miracle. Walk in faith. Walk in faith. Listen again. Stand therefore in the liberty which Christ have made us free. And be not entangled with the yoke of bondage. My time is coming gone. God bless you. No, listen. Find your Bible-based church this weekend. If you got a church, go there. If you ain't got, you don't have one, and you're in the area of 1219 South Street, stop in. We right there. God bless you. Gotta go.
You have been listening to the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, located at 1219 South Street, Titusville, Florida, 32781. If you would like to contact us or reach us or come to fellowship with us, our morning worship services start at 10 o'clock with corporate prayer. Worship service is at 11 o'clock. An evening service will commence 6 o'clock, corporate prayer, and 7 o'clock p.m. will be our worship service. You're also invited to come and worship with us on Tuesdays, which is our Bible study, our Bible encounter at 7 o'clock p.m. Also, we have an hour of prayer on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. And Friday will be our evangelistic services at 7 p.m. You are welcome to come and fellowship with us. You also can send us in prayer requests to P.O. Box 65, Titusville, Florida, 32781. Thank you for tuning in to the Power of Faith, Healing, and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis J. Watkins, pastor and founder.